Yeah, beautiful. Simchas are, when you go through a lot of people's tsaros and, you know,
it's nice having
hospitals and levayas and illness. Yeah, simcha feels very lichtig to me. I wanted to speak a little bit more about Yosef Yehuda Malchus before we go further. I think it's an important sugya. So just learn a little bit of Tanakh. It to me is quite interesting. In Shmuel Aleph, the Shmuel Aleph Perek Yotes, just going to go through the psukim quickly just so we know the background of it. I'm sure you know this, but the story, but it's good to learn some Tanakh once in a while. Vaydaber Shol El Yonason, just quick reading, quick translation, then we can get to the Tachlis. Vaydaber Shol Yonason Benovel Kol Avodav Lahamis is David. Shol spoke to his surrounding family and troops, time to kill David HaMelech. Yonason Ben Shol Chafetz B'David Maod. And Shol's son, Yehonason, which is the only name, by the way, in the Torah Yehonason, there is no name Yehonason. Yehonason. Loved David Maod. The Yaged Yehonason LeDavid Leimar Mevakeh Sholavi LaHamisecha Vato Yishamer Nava Boiker V'Yashavta B'Seser V'Nach Besa. So Yehonason went and told David that my father wants to kill you, and let's make a plan. You better hide, and let's make a plan where I can inform you as to what's going on. Vani Eitze V'Amadati Eliad Ovi B'Soda Asher Atosham. I will stand near my father where you are. Vani Adaber B'Cha El Avi. We have to figure out a way to get everybody a bit closer here. Huh? It's okay. Here, sit over here. Sit here, come. Lama Tamoid Bachutz. Vareisi Mave Higadati Loch. Vaidaber Yohanneson B'David Tov El Shol Aviv. So Yohanneson tried to persuade his father Shol to like David. Don't hurt David. He did nothing to you. He's actually done quite good for you. Keep in mind here, put in background, the difference between Shaul and David is the difference between Midas HaYesod and Midas HaMalchus. As we're learning the Psukim, keep in mind that David HaMelech, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. The ultimate Melech, the Mashiach, is David HaMelech. And also, Kedai, to keep in mind, Shaul is Midas HaYesod. He came from Yosef. Yosef, B'nai Rachel. Binyamin, Yosef, the same Midah. So it wasn't Malchus, it was an almost Malchus. Right. It was almost Malchus. He was touching Malchus. He was a king for the day.
But Malchus needed first Yesod.
You need Yesod. Without Yesod, without Yosef, you can't have Yehuda. Without Mashiach ben Yosef, you can't have Mashiach ben David.
So Shaul was a tzaddik.
Shaul had a tzitkis to him. But Shaul was Midas HaYesod. We're going to learn a little bit about Shaul, but it's Shaul and Yosef is the same thing. We don't have any Tehillim from Shaul that we say when we have tzaros. And we don't have any Tehillim from Yosef. Shehu Moshe b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Because he wasn't down and earthy and grungy. All of our tzaros and all of our pain and everything that we go through and even our simchas, if we're real, if we're mamish real, so you find it in Tehillim. That's why we say Tehillim. In Tehillim, interesting, another thing just to keep in mind is the Tehillim. Rav Hutner, I once heard Rav Hutner explain this, I heard in my ears, explained that Tehillim doesn't do anything except for it opens up the Shari Shemayim, and then we can be poil with our tefillahs. Why do the Tehillim open up the Shari Shemayim? You're reading things, the yeshivas, they kept a couple of them that we understand at least what they're talking about. like nobody's when somebody's sick, you know, singing Bivarachai, Bifnei Avshalom, but no, nobody's doing that. Like a little bit of Hallel we get, and a little bit of Mimamakim Krasicha, Esoenai Elaharim, those are the ones we can relate to, but it's not about that. The Tehillim, those Tehillim are Chashav, they're all Chashav. The Tehillim are, for lack of a better expression, down and dirty. It's like the ultimate in Malchus, where it's really about, it's really about being in the mud, you know? It's really about being in a very, very low place, which is a very exalted place. Why is it an exalted place? Because it's Malchus. But that's David. That's Yehuda. Yehuda's coming as a peasant. He's coming as a shepherd, standing in front of Yosef. So just have to keep in mind that when we talk about Shaul and David, we're talking about Yosef and Yehuda. Hainu hach. Midas HaYisod is like this. Let's understand. There are spheres. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world using spheres. You're not going to know any more about this after I say this than you do before I say it. But let me just explain this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is incomprehensible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos are beyond any measure, any numbers. But what was mitzamtzem to the world, what he was mitzamtzem to the world, obviously we can see with the microscope. And on a spiritual microscope, there is also a finite part of the world, which are the different aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos that we're privy to, both in the Chumash, Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum V'Chanun, and in the Sfirois, which were in the Galata still very, very early, that there's the aspect of chesed in the world, and there is the aspect of gvur in the world, and tiferes and netzach and hoid. Yesoid is where all of that hits the ground. So yesoid is often confused with malchus. Often confused with malchus. Was Yosef a melech? Yes and no. Was Shaul a melech? Yes and no. Because yesod and malchus are so close to each other, because yesod is where touchdown hits the ground. Malchus, the seed, hits the ground. Malchus is where it gets buried into the ground, becomes part of the earth, and something whole new comes up. Tchias HaMeisim. Es tzemach David avdecha meher es atzmich. Tzemach David avdecha meher es atzmich. Matzmiach Yeshua. So Tehillim is so much lower than anything that you're going to get from Yesod, and therefore it's so much higher. Because the tree of the spheres is inverted. Being that the tachlis of all of this, we're learning what Hashem wants. That's all just Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wants this world to be a melucha. And being that he wants this world to be a melucha, so the more it's permeated into the world, the more it penetrates and it seeps into the world, so the more malchus there is. The lower it is, the higher it is. So once you get to malchus, you're so low. So it's only Yehuda that's going to have a story with Tamar. Big question mark. And it's only David that's going to have a story with Bathsheba. Because that's what Malchus is. That's what Malchus is. It's everything's ironic. In Yesod, you're not going to have that. Do you know where, if somebody's a Navi, which Midah does Nevuah come from? Midah say Yesod. When David was a Navi, big Navi, big time. When he became a Melech, he had to give up his Nevuah to become a Melech. Melech can't be a Navi.
Still have Ruach
HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh. He could be very smart. he could be very holy. Should be. But he can't have Nevuah. He can't have Nevuah. When Shaul became a Navi, he had to take off his big day Malchus. I'll show it to you inside. I'm not telling you Arizal, I'm telling you Tanakh. A Navi and a Melech is a stira minei obey. You can't be both. Why? Because a Navi is Midas HaYisod, and this is Midas HaMelech. Midas Malchus. Nevuah is... Moshe Rabbeinu is the only exception. Very good. Love it. Think about that. Moshe Rabbeinu is the only exception in history, says Arizal. Raya Behemda. The only exception, and only for a short time, that he was able to have a Malchus of Nevuah and Malchus at the same time. But that's what makes Moshe Rabbeinu so special. That's why we like him so much. But it has to be a stira, because Who could farnem Yisod and Malchus at the same time? The two coming from two different places. So understand Nevuah. Nevuah is the Kol Hashem coming into this world from a very high place, reaching the earth. I would presume if we'd be walking around in the world of Atzilus, we'd hear Nevuahs all the time. Big deal. You're talking, that's where the Kol is, right? The Kol is coming from. But in this world, to hear the Kol Hashem, somebody tells you today, God spoke to me. You roll up their sleeves and see what they're taking. There's no, because who's holding by hearing Hashem's world? They have to have such a kedusha. But that's all in Midas HaYisoid. If you're a Navi, you're not there yet. Klal Yisrael said to Shmuel, we want a Melech. You're holding by Malucha already. Holding by Malchus. A Malchus Shalchahi. So it's less is more.
So why is it that Mashiach ben Yosef, from my understanding, is a physical battle that he fights? What shouldn't that be?
Well,
more
this is the stira that we need to be Miyashu, hopefully in the next 20 minutes. The physicality and spirituality of Midas HaYisoid and the adverse opposite situation in Midas HaMalchus. But understand this is my Hakdama, is that they're both very close. Hardly discernible to the naked eye. And also very, very confusing to the Hamonam. What we're experiencing today, what is that? Yisoid, Malchus, nothing, Yitzhar, what is it? Very, very complicated. But let's have a little bit of. So says the Tanakh as follows. This is in Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Tes. Go quickly. Vayidaber Yehonasan b'David toiv al shol avi v'yomer elov al yechta hamelech b'avdoi b'David. Don't hurt David. Ki loy chatalach, he hurt you not. V'chi maisav toiv l'chamoid, and he's done good for you. Yosem is nafshe b'chapa, he took his life into his hands. V'yachas haplishti, he killed Goliath. This was a wonderful thing for Klal Yisrael. Why are you dismissing David? You should see it. You should be happy. You're jealous of David. You're going to kill him. Yisoid is jealous of Malchus. And Shaul heard it. Okay, I will not hurt him. You're right. Shaul heard. So Yonasan went to David, told him the good news. Straightened out. Reconciliation. Until the war broke out. The war breaks out with the Plishtim. David becomes a hero again. Uh-oh. You're up, you're down. He becomes a hero with the Plishtim. He becomes a hero amongst the people. Everybody's saying, whoa, David, what a warrior he is. Ruach Hashem ra el Shaul. So Shaul fell into this sort of depression, melancholy. Who beveso yoshev, sitting in his house, v'chanisoi b'yaday. He's holding a spear. V'david menagin b'yad. This is David sitting there playing the harp for the king Shaul.
It's the same idea that the brothers, they got jealous. It was jealousy.
Jealousy,
that's what they did.
Between Yisoid and Malchus,
yeah, yeah.
But that's already, I don't know if they, between Yehuda.
Yeah,
Yehuda,
exactly.
Vayivakesh, the confusion, jealousy comes from confusion. Confusion. Why am I jealous of you? Because I think I'm supposed to be doing what you're doing. If we would understand, listen to the words of Chazal. Ein malchus achas noigas b'chavirta afilu kamalei nima. That one malchus doesn't hit another malchus afilu like a hair. Kamalei nima. There's no competition. Especially this is the malchus of Yisoid, this is the malchus of malchus. Even two malchios. There's nothing. The confusion between roles, the blur between roles. If you want to stop jealousy, make it very clear. If kids are jealous one of another, be clear. This is what you are. This is what you are. This is what you are. I remember feeling an anxiety once that somebody else in yeshiva was so smart, like he was so much smarter than me, and my guy bothered me. So not that it's so hard to be smarter than me, but bothered me anyway. So I remember the Rosh Hashiva telling me. I said, like, it's bothersome how smart he is. Like, it's really upsetting. He says, why did he take your brains? So, like, you know, he took something from you. Like, he's what he is. You're where you are. Like, what's the, like, that's what I can do. But, like, listen. Yeah. So, halavai, we would understand. Midas ha-yisoid, midas ha-malchus. But this is it. Shaul was, you know, a great man. He sees that David is the great warrior, the hero. Why aren't I like that? Vatiruach Hashem royal Shaul, v'hu beveso yoshev v'chanisa biyodei. Shaul standing and sitting on his throne with his spear. David thinks that we have a good relationship here, and he's sitting and he's playing the harp for Shaul. And Shaul takes his spear and goes to kill David. David was not only a good harp player, but he was very agile. He moved to the side. V'yivake Shaul ha'kis v'chanis v'david v'akir v'yiftar mipnei Shaul. He quick getaway, moved to the side. The spear stuck in the wall. V'yachis ha'chanis v'akir v'david nas. David is on the run again. Conflict. Vayishlach Shaul malachim el beis David l'shamar la'misay ba'boker v'tagi l'David Michal ishtay. Now Michal, here, look what we have over here. Have Shaul has a son Yehonasan, a daughter Michal. Michal's married to David. Yehonasan is David's best friend. Shaul is the opposition, or David is the opposition. Michal says to David, if you don't run, tomorrow you're a dead man, you will be hunted. Michal is David bad achaloin. She lowered him down from the window. Vayelech, vayivrach. David went on, he went, ran and he hid. Vatikach Michal is at trophim. Who was the last one to have trophim? Rachel. Michal. That's at trophim. Vatosim alamita. Interesting. Tosa Malamita. She put the trophim that she had, put it in David's bed. Ves kfir ha'izim. And a goat covering of hair. And put it on the pillow. It should look like David's hair. Who was the last one? Yaakov. Wow. This is getting close to home over here. Ves kfir ha'izim. Sama mirashoysav. As my kids say, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, like, halloy dover. Vatachas baboker. Vayishach Shaul malachim lakachas of David v'taymer choylo. He's sick, he's in bed, leave him. The army, the soldiers of Shaul came. Vayishach Shaul malachim liris of David lemar. He said, what do you mean he's sick? I don't care if he's sick, I want to kill him. I don't care if he's sick. I can't kill you today, you're sick. Vayishach Shaul malachim liris of David lemar. You have to take a physical before they hang you? This is like a new, Yishach Sholos HaMalachim Liray says David Lemar Halu Eisai Bamita Eli Lahamisai. You know, by the way, I think anybody who's on death row, like, right before they kill him, they take your temperature. It's like awful to get there. You know, you watch this. Mama, look. Okay. So they go in, they uncover the blanket, there's the trophim, there's the Kvir HaYizim Rashay, so fake pillow, fake trophim, everything's fake. So Shaul says to Michal, you're my daughter, Lama Kacha Rimi Sunni. He expected her to go against her husband. But to Shaul, he took my enemy, Vayimale, to let him go. But Tamer Michal, Shaul, who am I? Shalcheni, Lama Amisech. If you don't let me go, I'm going to kill you. That's what Michal's story was. So we have to keep remembering Bracious here in the middle. But David Barach, David ran away. Vayimale, Vayavai. El Shmuel Haramasa. Remember Yaakov ran away from Lavan? Three meal. till Galeid. He ran. The David Barach v'yimaleit v'yivayu El Shmuel Haramasa. David runs. He runs to a spiritual place. He runs to Shmuel Haramasa, who lived probably in Ramot. V'yaged lo yiskol asher asa lo Shaul. What's going on here with me? Shaul, I'm trying to help the Jewish people. Shaul's after me. He's killing me. Vayelechu uShmuel, so Shmuel took him, David, and they walked together. Vayeshu b'Noyos, and they sat together in Noyos. Noyos was a yeshiva for Nevi'im. Yeshiva for Nevi'im. But you got l'shol, you have to have a natural kedusha, I guess, to be a Navi, but you also have to learn how to do it. But you got l'shol lemar, hinei David b'Noyos b'Rama. Shaul hears that he's in the yeshiva, in Nayot, in Ramot. Nayot b'Rama. By Yishlach Shaul Malachim Lekacha, says David, so he goes to run after David in Ramot. By Yaris HaLahakas HaNaviim Nibim, and he sees, goes into Panovich here, for Naviim. Everybody sitting there being misnabe. I wonder how that looked. Ushmuel Omeid Nitzav Aleim, and Shmuel's the Rebbe. Shmuel's standing on them, teaching them. Vatiyah Malach HaShol Ruach HaLekim. And the soldiers of Shaul walked into this place, Nivayois, and they started to get Nivua. Atmosphere. Vayisnabu Gamhema. Vayagidu L'Shaul Vayishlach Malachim Acherim. They were for Brent, right? They became Nevi'im. Vayishlach Malachim Acherim. So he sent other soldiers. Vayisnabu Gamhema. Same thing happened like Unklus. Vayosef Shaul Vayishlach Malachim Shlishim. Third time. Vayisnabu Gamhema. So everybody's going into this Nevayot, and they're becoming Nevi'im.
Refuse the orders.
Yeah, that's right. But don't talk to them. Gam Huha Ramos, so Shaul himself goes to Ramot. What the heck? Let's go. Vayavay Adbar Hagodol Asher B'Seku, came to the big cistern in Seku. Vayishal Vayomer Efo Shmuel V'David. Where's Shmuel? Where's David? Vayomer B'Noyos B'Ramah. Ramah Aleph. Ve'eluch sham el noyos. So he goes to Ramos. Ramah v'ti alav gam hu ruach elokim. So Shaul becomes a Navi too. Do you understand what's happening here?
So he wasn't a melech yet.
Ve'eluch haloich v'yisnabe. And he started to be misnabe. He was a melech. Shaul was the melech. Now he's having nevuah. Ve'eluch haloich v'yisnabe ad boi b'noyos b'ramah. Vayivshat gamhu begadav. So what's his reaction to getting a nevuah? Vayivshat gamhu begadav. And takes off his begadav. Which begadav? The malchus. Vayisnabe gamhu lifnei Shmuel. So he takes off his big day malchus because I'm a navi right now. Vayipol aroim kol hayoim hahu. And he was naked. Mamish. Mamish naked. Kol hayoim b'chol halayla. Al ken yoimru, says the Tanakh, this is where the expression came, hagam shol banavim. Al ken yoimru hagam shol banavim. Hagam shol banavim is not here. Hagam shol banavim is earlier in Perek Yud. Here in Perek Yud Tes, we see that Shol went from Malchus to Yesod, where at the same time, David went from Yesod to Malchus. What's happening over here and the competition?
Where's the Malchus of David at this point?
Let's look. So if you go a little bit, David and Malchus of this, the Malchus of David at this time was happening, clearly. In Perek Yud, see, let me just, before I get to this, I just want to say a nekuda before it gets laid on me here. Let's try to understand. We find in a different story that by the Aron. So Haya David Macharker lifnei ha'Aron. David hat sich mishuge gemacht in front of the Aron Kodesh. David Melech Israel was dancing in a way which is not lefi kvodo, like a mishuge. The Tanakh says it looked like. His wife Michal says to him, and you're being mevazah the words, you're being mevazah the malchus. And she says to him, my father was a melech, I know how melechim are supposed to behave. Shaul was already gone, I know how melechim are supposed to behave. Dignity. Kvoid Hashem Haster Dover. So, interesting what's going on here. Michal, Eshes, David, the Rebbetzin or whatever, the queen, whatever she's called, is giving her husband Musar for
his behavior.
And she's bringing a raya from Shaul, her father, that's not the way you're supposed to behave. You're a king. Okay, I mean, your father was Bnei Rochel's Midas HaYesod, Midas HaMalchus.
But she was wrong, she got punished.
Hmm?
She was wrong, she got punished.
She got punished, she was wrong. Because what are you selling to? Midas HaYesod to Midas Malchus. But let's understand what's going on over here. Makesher, Yesod Malchus. This is all ironic. We might have to open up our minds here because everything is counterintuitive, I believe. When Nevuah is a very private experience, it's a personal experience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Midas HaYesod in the sense that you're bringing the Dvar Hashem from the Shamayim into the Yoretz. But it's very much about me. It's very much about me. Malchus is, the famous Lashon of the Zohar, Malchus is Leislei Megarmei Klum. Malchus is completely has, Leislei Megarmei Klum has nothing to do with the person who's the Melech. Leislei Megarmei Klum. You can only have everything, which is Malchus, if you have nothing. Why? Because the whole point of Malchus is, listen carefully here, the whole point of Malchus is that I'm willing to give up everything. I'm willing to give up everything to become part of the earth. Ein melech b'loy am, I'm becoming part of the am. So I myself am nothing. You know why? Rav shemachal al kvoidoi, kvoidoi machal. Melech shemachal al kvoidoi, ein kvoidoi machal.
It's not
his. Why? It's not his. Like, if a melech, let's ask the kasha before you give the tarts. If a melech is leislei megar meklum, he has nothing of his own, so why can't he be meichel on his covet? So the answer is he has no covet. He gave it all away already. Leislei megar meklum. So what's he being meichel on? Leiv melachim bashamayim. So to show you the lashon here is that when Shaul became the melech, Shmuel appointed Shaul the melech first.
The entire trappings of Malucha is covered.
Because it's the covet of the tzibur, it's the covet of the people. So, if you're coming from a place of Midas HaYesod, you know, there's a dignity there, there's part of yourself that's still left in it.
It says, Malchus Shal Chayim only ad Timut Chavod. It's mashma that it's Rabban Shalom's covet, not the tzibur.
Rabban Shalom's covet. So Yosef still had his own kavod, you see. It wasn't who Moshel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem hamelucha who Moshel b'goyim. Moshel is for goyim. Mitzrayim, that's where Moshel is from. It's riding on top, but there's still something left of yourself. You know, think of it as a mirror. The thing of a mirror is that you want it to be as clean and as clear as possible, with no interference of color or shape. It should be a complete reflection. So the clearer the mirror is, the more accurate the mirror is, the more the mirror is not there. You take a baby, you put it in front of a mirror, it thinks it's a person. A mirror is a reflection. So the mirror is the milo of the mirror is leislei megar meklum. I don't want you to add anything to my well, I do, but most people don't want the mirror to add any advice. You know, mirror, mirror on the wall. A mirror is in the Bechina of Malchus, it's a complete reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mitzad Echad, he's wearing Bigdei Malchus, like you say, all the trappings of Melech. Mitzad Sheni, he's nothing. Sefer Tehillim. I'm so down to earth. I'm so there. Mitzad Echad, like Melech Shemachal Al Kvoidai, ain't Kvoidai Malchal. There's no such thing as being Mevatri on the Kvoidai Malchus. Mitzad Sheni, David HaMelech is Mecharker, Lifnei Harim. He has nothing. His whole covet is nothing, standing in front of the Aron. Because we have to be mechalik between him and his covet, because the covet belongs to Hashem. Look at this pasuk here. Talking about Shaul, Vayikach Shmuel as the Klal Yisrael asked for a Melech, Vayikach Shmuel as Pach Hashemen, Vayitzek Al Roshay, Vayishakehu, Vayomer Haloiki Meshachacha Hashem Al Nachlasay Lenogid, Lechtecha Ayom Meimadi Umatzasa Shnei Anoshim in Kuris Rachel Begvul Binyamin. I just want to point out that there had to be a Shaul before there was a David. He has to be a Yosef before there's a Yehuda. Has to be. There has to be a Mashiach ben Yosef before there's a Mashiach ben David. It has to be. What it is, we don't know. You know, but there has to be. But when he made Shaul the Melech, this is the main pasuk I wanted to bring you. So on the one hand, Acher came, Tava Givas Holakim Asher Sham, Netzive Plishtim Vahikivoy Achasham, Ayur Fagata, Chevel, Nevi'im, Yardim, Me'abama. Lifneim Nevel v'Soif v'Cholol v'Chinor v'Hema Misnavim. V'Tzolcha Alecha Ruach Hashem Misnavis v'Nepachta Leish Acher. It says here. V'Haya Behaf Kaf Noise Shichmai Leleches Meim Shmuel. After the whole celebration of him becoming the Melech Shol, he walked away from Shmuel. V'Yahafach Loi Elohim Leiv Acher. Hashem gave him a new heart. What a pasuk. Hashem gave Shaul a new heart. Why? Because three psukim ago he was a Navi. And now you're a Melech. What's the pasuk? Leiv Melechim Bashamayim. Bidei Hashem. Two psukim. Meaning, V'yavoy kol oisus ha'ilu v'yayim ahu. Means that here was a transference of, it had to have a Lev Acher. What's the Lev Acher? Not just Lev Hashem, Lev of the people. Kol Zman that Shaul was the Melech, when he touched Malchus, he had to have a completely different Lev. He couldn't have the Lev that he had just a few psukim earlier. But Zohar Lech Ruach Hashem Bisna Bisa Imam, V'Napach Talish Acher. First he went into the Midah of the Nevuah, which is Midah Sayyisai, and then he finally came into the Midah of Malchus. But it wasn't right. He couldn't stay in Malchus forever. He belonged in Midas HaYisoid.
Did he know
this? Well, he was depressed about it. This is the depression. The depression is, I'm not sure if it's right to say, I don't know. But his kids realized, Yonason realized, Michal realized, Beseder Abba, you know, you're good, you're Midas HaYisoid. But David is Midas HaMalchus. That's going to be the eternal. You know, it's something about the Midas HaYisoid that it doesn't, because it's not permeated, it's like having a flowers in a vase or something, like they just don't last. It's not tief in der Erde, it's not mamish in the ground, that it should last. Yosef, Shaul, this doesn't last, the Malchus, it's chashuv thing, but it doesn't last. Midas David, which has a kupa shel shratzen, has roots. Why? The kupa shel shratzim is the roots, because it's, you know, the ritva says by tchias hamesim, that it's doima lechita, the Gemara says doima lechita. It's like a chita, the ritva explains, has to rot. When you put the chita into the ground, it has to rot, it has to become part of the ground. This, by the way, is not such a comfortable situation, I don't think. Becoming a melech is not such a comfortable thing. Being a midas hayisoid is comfortable, maybe. So he was poshet big day. Malchus, let's just sum it up over here. He was poshet big day. Malchus Shaul was, and he was mamish arayim. So he became arom of the big day malchus. So here is the irony that the nakedness of Shaul was really a gilui of himself.
Real him.
Rabbi Nachman makes this point that the when Shaul took off his clothes, it wasn't that he was taking off. It wasn't like everybody says, like everybody should say, that he was taking off his kind of kilo klipa, and now I could have nevuah. When he was taking off his clothes, he was becoming more of himself. Because the clothes are just, it was more of himself. So taking off your clothes is a gilui. Yeah, beautiful. Yitzhak has psukim today.
So when he took off his clothes, he became a navi again.
He became a navi. Why? Because there was a gilui of himself. You see the whole right. You see the whole irony here, that a melech has begotten, but a melech has leisle megarmei klum, and a navi takes off his begotten, but he has something. So what's the pshat? I believe Rabbi Nachman says because when you take off your begotten, then you're yourself. Melech has no yourself. There's no self. It's all leisle megarmei klum. So it's counterintuitive. So Shaul gets a lev acher and he becomes a melech. Lev acher meaning it's not about my lev any longer. That's what happened when he met with Shmuel. Hashem gave him a new lev. Because now you're not, it's not about you. Something else. You know, it doesn't, I mean, the Gedolim through all the Doris have said that it really doesn't, like, it's when you're voting for a Melech, it's important to vote intelligently. But at the end, it makes no difference because Lev Melech and Bashamayim. And you see this turnaround, it's like pretty unbelievable. You know, those that love does hate us, those that hate us love, it doesn't mean anything. You have to vote intelligently, that's our Hishtadlus. But once it becomes, if he's really a melech, he loses his bechira in that sense. He loses his self. But the irony is that when Shaul went from malchus to nevuah, going kilu, I don't know, it's down a level, but he went from malchus to yisoid. So he took off his big day malchus, and he was arayim. And arayim, look, it's all about me. That's me, that's how you say. It's all about me. And when you get into Malchus, it's got nothing to do with me. And Mamela, I could put on Big Day Malchus. Moshe was on a Mikolodim. It was the Malchus. Because Kea Malchus Shokhahi. So, you know, the Sfasema says this, just as a marshal, the Sfasema says, not in one place, but probably in 100 places. It's like a yesoid of the Sfasema, that the less you become, the more you are. This is the whole Gerer Shita. The less you make of yourself, the more you are. Because, meaning, you know, it's interesting because the Ger Rebbes were all blessed with Malchus by the Kotzker. Because the Bracha was the Malchus, and the Takim Malachim, and Shirim, and they have a Malchus. They're not the Nechbe El Akelim like Shaul was. It was the Malchus of Malchus. At the same time, the understanding of the Sfas Emes is that if I give away all of myself, then I have a no kavod of my own, but I now have made room for all the kavod of Malchus. So the Malchus is with begotten. Whereas if I take off the begotten and I move into Midas HaYisoid, which is the Midah of Nevuah, so now I have to be Arayim, because it's all about Hiskalus of oneself.
Why is begotten important? You see, the Rebbes have a special bekesh. They have a special dress.
Malchus.
But we're saying the begadim is not.
No, no. I'm saying David HaMelech were a Melech.
Well, by Yisod is not important. By Malchus is...
Rabbis are Malchus. Man, Malche, Rabbanim. So the would seem to be much more real to walk around with no clothes. Or bad clothes. You know, just... But that's... Those clothes can also be... You know, there's a lot of midos that are not Yisod and not Malchus. It could just be plain Gaiva. But we're talking about B'Madrega... Once we're talking about B'Madrega, the clothes become a chesaron yisoid. How can I be a Navi if I'm wearing begadim? So you can't have big day malchus and you can't have big day chol. And we're going to get to Reb Tzadok's big day Shabbos next time. But you can't have big day malchus because then I'm nobody to get the nevuah. David HaMelech, as I said earlier, had to give up his status as Navi in order to be a Melech. So important. Shaul had to give up a status of Melech to be a Navi. Because it's a Yisoid. And when it is Yisoid. And it is the Yisoid is you can't have Yisoid and Malchus at the same time, except for, as David says, by Moshe Rabbeinu. Raya Mem. You can't have it. So what the Sfasemis brings it to a very practical point, that we have to pull ourselves into Malchus. We have to have Yisoid, where we're Makabel, into ourselves, we're working on ourselves, we're growing ourselves, we're makabel the Dvar Hashem like a Navi, but then it has to work into Malchus, where we become of the people, for the people, by the people. Like the ultimate leadership of Klal Yisrael, the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, is the leader who has nothing of his own. Hence, David HaMelech is Macharkir Lifnei Aharon. He says, you're bringing me, tells to Michal, his wife, he says, you're bringing me a raya from Yisoy, of how I should act in front of the Aharon. He was Vod Hashem Haster David. That was Nevuah. That was Midas HaYisoid. That was a way of dignity. A Navi has to be Chashev. A Melech can't be Chashev. I can't be Chashev. What's Chashev here? What's Chashev here in this situation? Aron Kodesh is Chashev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chashev. The Shechina is Chashev. So I'm willing to Machzich Meshuga for that. That's what I'm doing. And that's Midas HaMalchus. Yecheskel Ben Buzi. Shebiza Atzma Al Divrei Torah. He's willing to be put himself on the side for Divrei Torah. When you have that level of Malchus, Agav, you have the schus of the whole Am. Your schus is not your own. It's supernatural. Because you have the schus of the whole Am. You have the Ashiris. When Moshe Rabbeinu became a Navi, became a Melech, became an Ashir. When Rabbi Kiva became a Melech, he became an Ashir. He also became a Melech Yisrael. He was a Navi that came to the came to a level of Malchus, the Gemara says. There are moments of Malchus that he came to. So there's moments of Malchus. Moments of Malchus is, on the one hand, to sum it all up, on the one hand, Leisli Megarmei Klum, Umitzad Sheni, therefore you have so much. So on the one hand, you're Macharker Lifnei Ha'arayn, you can Machzich Meshuga in front of the Aron, because the Aron's there, it's all about the Aron's covered in the Kvod Hashem. So that was a perfect situation. And on the other hand, Melech Shemachal Al Kvodeh and Kvodeh Machem. That's hidden at their covet. Don't give up your covet so much. Why? Because you're giving away Kvod Hashem and you're giving away Kvod Ha'am. So, hence we touch on Shaul and David and Yehuda and Yosef. But Yigash Elov Yehuda, Seder Yosef, time to get on to the next Malchus. You know, all the Avos wanted to see the Gula in their life. Because that's what a Jew is supposed to do. Want to see the Gula in his life. Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Doesn't mean he wanted to sit on their merpeset smoking cigars. Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva means he wants to see Shalva already. Let there be a Gula already. That's what he wanted. Bikesh Yaakov. Kofata love. What? Rogzel Shol Yosef. Nachnisht. We're not holding yet by Malchus. We're holding by Yosef. We're holding by Midas HaYisoid. Midas HaYisoid is still got to be brought in. You thought, Yaakov, that the Shechina was already here. Bikesh Lagalois HaKeitz. He always wanted the Gula to come. Bikesh Lagalois HaKeitz. We're not there yet. Not there yet. It has to be further. You're not low enough yet. You haven't permeated the earth enough yet.
Not dirty enough.
Not dirty enough yet. Not there yet. He said on Shabbos that La Yachol Yosef L'Hisapek L'Choloim Dimolav. he couldn't control himself any longer to the emotions of the moment, and everybody standing, his brother standing around him, and he said, "Ani Yosef od Avichai." And the Zayar says that if he would have been Mesapek, that would have brought Mashiach. If he would have been able to control himself and brought them down just a little bit lower, then we could have had a mice of Mashiach. Couldn't handle it. We're in holding by it yet. Lo yochel lisapek. Couldn't handle it yet. Okay. We should all have bracha.